In the name of Jesus, amen. In today's gospel, St. Mark says that Jesus preached, "The kingdom of God is at hand, repent and believe the gospel." It's not incorrect to translate Jesus saying, "Repent and believe the gospel." But it might get us a little closer to Mark's point if we translated it as repent. That is, believe the gospel. Repent, which means believe the gospel. Believing the gospel is how you repent. If a man walks into the ER with his arms slashed open, he doesn't need the doctor to say, "Oh, look, you're bleeding." He's probably figured that much out, which is probably why he's there. What he needs the doctor to say is, "I'm here to help you. I will bind up your wounds. I will ease your pain. I'll save you from death." And if a child cries out in the middle of the night, mom or dad might say, "You had a bad dream," or, "You need to go back to sleep." But that's not what the child needs to hear. The real comfort is when mom or dad says, "You're safe now. I'm with you. I'll protect you from whatever makes you afraid." Sometimes, when God's people finally make it back into the pews on Sunday morning, sometimes it's been quite a week. Some of them have limped around all week with the pain of loneliness and grief. Some will still feel stabs of regret for things they wish they'd never said, things they wish they'd never done. Some of God's people have fallen again into those sins that they keep promising themselves they just won't do anymore. Some of them hate the fact that they're so impatient with their kids, so angry at their parents, so resentful towards their spouse. Maybe some of them even feel a little self-conscious about being in worship. Maybe it's been oh so long since the last time. A bleeding man doesn't need to be told that he's bleeding. A frightened child doesn't need to be told that he's afraid. And sometimes, poor, miserable sinners don't need to be told that they're poor, miserable sinners. Sometimes they've figured that much out for themselves. A bleeding man is better served by being assured that he will be healed. Comforting words give help to a frightened child who needs to go to sleep. And we would never say that God's people don't need the law, that they don't need its condemnations, but maybe life has already given them that. Sometimes in our sermons, it might be more helpful and more comforting for them to hear threats and promises, not the threats. For them to hear soothing assurances rather than fire and brimstone. Many biblical scholars agree that the people to whom St. Mark wrote his gospel experienced some dark and fearsome times. It seems that St. Mark wrote this gospel to the Christians in Rome when Rome wasn't very welcoming to them. Persecution was in the air. Death in the arena was a distinct possibility. God's law does the important work of making people afraid. But St. Mark's hearers didn't need to be made afraid. So he wrote the things that Jesus preaches. Jesus came into Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." St. Mark describes Jesus saying, "Repent." That is, believe the gospel. When you believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, you are, by definition, repentant. Believing in the gospel is what it means to repent. St. Mark may have written this way because of what St. Matthew says in his gospel. In Matthew, John the Baptist is the first guy who came preaching repentance. But John is breathing fire. John rails against his hearers, calling them names and warning them of horrible things if they don't change their ways. St. Matthew writes that John preached, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." When John saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the tree. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." Maybe St. Mark thinks that the frightened and condemned hearers of his gospel don't need to hear about fear and judgment right now. St. Mark wants them to know, and he wants you to know, that your repentance doesn't consist in feeling afraid or being sorrowful or regretful about your past. That's the contrition part. Your repentance has to do with believing the gospel. So St. Mark gives you a few more details about Jesus' preaching. Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Even better, repent. That is, believe the gospel. When you believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, you are, by definition, repentant. Believing the gospel is what it means to repent. So a bleeding man doesn't need to be told he's bleeding. A frightened child doesn't need to be told he's afraid. And sometimes, maybe even many times, poor, miserable sinners don't need to be told that they're poor, miserable sinners. They've figured that much out for themselves. The law has been written into their lives. It follows them to work. It follows them to school. It sits by the couch on them when they're at home. But the gospel comes only from our Lord Jesus. And you won't find it in many places outside of gathering together for worship. Now, you will, by all means, hear God's law from this pulpit. There's no avoiding it. But I never want to step outside of this pulpit without being sure that I've preached the gospel to you, so that you may say, "Repent." That is, believe the gospel. So to those of you who feel cut and bleeding, Jesus is the doctor who assures you, "I am here to help you, to bind up your wounds, to ease your pain, to save you from death." To those who feel terrified of dark uncertainty, like a child with nightmares, Jesus is the loving one who rushes to your side to say, "You are safe now. I am with you. I will protect you from everything that makes you afraid." To those who feel like cowering in fear, herded together because you've nowhere else to go, Jesus opens his arms and says to you, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You who are guilty, Jesus forgives your sins and takes away your guilt. You who are limping, Jesus won't allow you to stumble and fall. You who are lonely and grieving, you will be comforted by the one who comes in today's gospel, proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand." Because the kingdom of God is indeed at hand, right here, upon this altar. The same Lord Jesus who covers you and your sins with his blood, who washes you clean, is here today. Jesus crucified and risen, is for you. Jesus, the Son of God, who bore all of your sin and your pain, is here for you. So repent. That is, believe the gospel. Jesus, for you. Amen.